Listeners provide essential funding for the KGOU PM News Brief and news reports available in podcast, online, and on air. Information on how to contribute is at kgou.org. This is the time Oklahomans officially become political candidates. Families, teachers, and clergy are joining the legal battle over a proposed Jewish charter school. And officials are sounding the alarm about a new synthetic opioid detected in the state. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, April 1st. I'm Deborah Ashar. Today marks the official start of Oklahoma's 2026 election season. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos reports hundreds of people are expected to file their candidacy for offices across all levels of government.
April 1st through 3rd is Oklahoma's statutory candidate filing period. Political newcomers and incumbents who plan to run for office must arrive at the state capitol between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. to submit the relevant paperwork with the Oklahoma Ethics Commission and be considered in the race. Be that for a spot on a local school board or county office, the state legislature, state Supreme Court, governorship, or a seat in Congress. It's one of the few times politicians from across the state are forced to congregate in one place, even if it is just to get in line and hand over their documents and fees. If you're at the State House at all during this period, you can expect some protests by the general public outside of the building and jolly crowds of candidate supporters throughout. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
Not every race is contested in Oklahoma, meaning some candidates will file with the Ethics Commission and win their race de facto by Friday night. A group of Oklahomans are looking to join a lawsuit over what would be the nation's first publicly funded religious school. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports on a new development in the suit originally filed by a proposed Jewish charter school.
The National Ben Gamla Jewish Charter School Foundation brought the suit last week against Oklahoma Attorney General Gettner Drummond and the statewide charter school board. The suit was filed after the board denied the proposed Ben Gamla Jewish Charter School's application twice, citing a previous court ruling against a proposed Catholic charter school. Wednesday, a group of families, teachers, and clergy filed a motion to intervene in the suit as defendants. According to the motion, the proposed interveners argue they have the right, as taxpayers, to challenge the unlawful or unconstitutional expenditure of state funds. They also argue that a ruling in favor of the charter school could divert limited funds away from their secular schools to a religious school with discriminatory practices. Americans United for Separation of Church and State and the ACLU are some of several organizations representing the interveners. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
The founder of a Texas megachurch has been released from an Oklahoma jail after serving 6 months on child sex abuse charges. KGOU's Tegan Smith has this update.
64-year-old Robert Morris was released Tuesday from the Osage County Jail. Morris pleaded guilty last year to 5 counts of lewd or indecent acts with a child, stemming from abuse that began in 1982 in Hominy, Oklahoma. The victim was 12 years old at the time. Under a plea agreement, Morris received a 10-year suspended sentence with the first 6 months served in jail. He must register as a sex offender and will be supervised by Texas authorities. Morris resigned in June 2024 from Gateway Church, a Southlake, Texas megachurch he founded in 2000. After the victim, Cindy Clemishire, went public with her story. The victim's attorney said Clemishire plans to continue pursuing accountability through civil courts. I'm Tegan Smith.
Health and law enforcement officials are raising awareness about a new synthetic opioid that's found its way to Oklahoma. Sierra Pfeiffer reports the drug is linked to at least one overdose death in the state.
Cyclorophene is a synthetic opioid, which means it's manufactured in a lab. The latest wave of the opioid crisis has been dominated by synthetic drugs. Dr. Rachel Werkenis is an addiction medicine specialist at the OSU Addiction Recovery Clinic in Tulsa. She says new drugs will continue to come onto the scene as bad actors race against regulations.
It's this arms race for more potent opioids. We'll probably see other families of opioids coming to the market too as regulators catch up with these orphans or drugs like cyclorphine.
The Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics is warning Oklahomans about cyclorphine, which may be more potent than fentanyl. It also may be less responsive to treatments like naloxone, requiring multiple doses to reverse an overdose. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
Read more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.